This is GQDN for Friday, October 6th, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/groupquest. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we got some colors for your Nintendo Switch. We got some games that's coming out very soon. And there's a new trailer for Detective Pikachu. But today, we get down to business. Because, according to IGN, next week, Microsoft and the Activision Blizzard could be done. The deal could be done. Now, The Verge did say that Microsoft wanted to finish the deal on Friday the 13th. Go figure. And that is because they think that the UK is going to be done with its investigation. So, that is kind of what the UK did say there last month, because their investigation said that it would be done by October the 18th. But that is because of the deal that they had for the cloud gaming with Ubisoft. Which, by the way, Assassin's Creed is out. So they're expecting, they being Microsoft and Activision Blizzard, is expecting that the CMA will be approving the deal next week. Now, the FTC is not yet done with it because they reopened their investigation, and this time they used their internal court in order to do the investigation of the massive deal. But that didn't stop Phil Spencer from talking. So about this whole situation went on, he said, quote, "I want to make sure people know that there's work actually move games to Game Pass. So for the people who think the deal is going to close and then everything's available, that's not true. And it hasn't been true in other acquisitions that we've done. There's work for us to go do. The mechanical work for us to go do. So it'll take us time, definitely time, to get the games in the portfolio." Now, Epic did have a few problems, and that's why they realized they had to lay off some people 10 weeks ago. This comes to us from Polygon.com. And what the Epic Games CEO, Tim Sweeney, did say that he found some financial difficulties that did lead the company to lay off 800 or more staff people at the end of September. He also mentioned that his management only became aware of the situation 10 weeks ago. He also did announce that Epic will be bringing in a new pricing structure for Unreal Engine, which is making it even more expensive to use, but not for the game developers. He also did say that Epic's commitment to the Epic Game Store is still up, but he wants to increase the platform to go to Apple and Google just to, quote, build the metaverse, unquote. So, an immature did post a video up on X where he said, "Tim Sweeney addresses the Epic Games layoffs." So, I'll give you a little bit of what Sweeney did say. Quote, "This is really Epic's process of reconciling our business model with the reality that eventually comes to exist for all companies. We escaped it for a while with Fortnite, and now we're getting back to it, having reached a scale of now a 4,000 person company through really painful downsizing, and we're desperately now going to be operating in a different way to make sure we don't get back in that kind of condition," end quote. But he also did say that the company has been, quote, "spending way more money than we earn. Investing in the next evolution of Epic and growing Fortnite as a metaverse-inspired ecosystem for creators. I had long been optimistic that we could power through the transition without layoffs. But in retrospect, I see that this is unrealistic," end quote. So we'll see what happens next for them. Now, according to Eurogamer.net, Dave the Diver is going... Oh, never mind, let's do this first. Only because I didn't come over. Because this makes sense to do this now. Telltale does confirm layoffs. This comes to us from BlueNews.com, and this is their statement. Quote, "Due to current market conditions, we regrettably had to let some Telltale team go recently. We did not take this action lightly. and our commitment to storytelling and finding new ways to do so remains the same. We are grateful to everyone for their dedication along this journey, and we're working to support everyone impacted. All projects currently in development are still in production, and we have no further updates at this time. I did say about Dave the Driver. Because they're getting crabs, they're getting lobsters, and new missions in its October content update. So they were up on YouTube, according to Eurogamer.net, and the developers were talking about Dave the Diver, of course, and that was a part of the Minch Rocket update showcase, because they did explain there's a lot of overlap between the species that appear day and night. But this update will have a bunch of nighttime exclusive creatures that will make diving after sundown more meaningful. So, if you're into that game, go check it out. Updates are coming. Now, there's also a launch trailer for Detective Pikachu. And this comes to us from NintendoEverything.com. So, they did post the launch trailer of Detective Pikachu Returns. And it comes with a little bit of overview. And the overview reads as such. Welcome to Rhyme City, a place where humans and Pokemon live side by side. In the bustling burg lives a gruff, tough-talking, but surprisingly lovable Pikachu who loves coffee and calls himself a great detective. Two heads are better than one. This Pikachu works together with his partner, a young man named Tim Goodman, to solve the series of mysterious incidents that are occurring within the city. Start the investigation. We hope you look forward to mystery-filled adventures of Tim and his chatty Pikachu pal, a sleuthing team that only the world of Pokemon can deliver. And if you have our Patreon, you could see the video yourself there. It's in the show notes under the GQDN show notes channel. Now, according to PushSquare.com, the Gecko Gods will be coming next year on PlayStation. So what is this? This is an open-world puzzle adventure game where you can play as a gecko and you explore the titles Archipelago from most angles, and you will be able to climb any surface on the hunt for collectible bugs as you go to some ancient ruins and temples, which does contain some puzzles to solve. So if you like puzzles, just wait till 2024 for PlayStation 4 and 5. So PlayStation 5 will also have the 3D audio. So you can go check that out. We will end with Nintendo, because Aphelia 1 and 2 will be releasing on the Nintendo Switch next week. And this is two separate RPG games. But this is a double launch that will occur on October 13th. Friday the 13th. Yay! So if that's what you want to do, you can go do it. So enjoy it. And you might enjoy this too, because according to IGN, Nintendo Switch has two new colors to it, and it goes to the Nintendo Switch Lite. It's a part of the Animal Crossing New Horizons bundle, and it's called Timmy and Tommy's Aloha Edition. One is a very light blue or blue-green, and the other one is pink. So you got a blue, green, and pink. Now, these will cost $350, so you've been warned, but keep an eye on those prices. They might go down. Tomorrow, twitch.tv/DawnForge for the live show. This has been a DawnForge production 2023. All rights are reserved. Time to go play some games, people. We'll see you tomorrow for the live show.